to have you here. Evan Bray, we are so happy to be live on location at Ag in Motion. It is day number two of the three-day show, and it is happening, of course, until late this afternoon and then fires up again tomorrow. We will be back here tomorrow with the show as well. Well, you know, when we talk about, if all you have to do is walk around the grounds here at Ag in Motion, and I hope if you are coming down, make sure you're wearing comfortable shoes because the grounds are massive to walk around. That's one of the big draws of this show is just the immense size of it. It is on over a section of land. There's live demonstrations. You can hop on some of the equipment and take it for a test drive as well. But to me, one of the things that strikes me the most is just the innovation that we're seeing in agriculture. Some of the technology that changes agriculture today, it started as an idea. That's how it all starts, right? Someone's garage, someone's shop in a university lab, or just someone sitting there in their head thinking, there's got to be a better way to do this. And that's why I'm such a big fan of programs like the Ag Tech Accelerator, powered by Cultivator and Kinexus. The Accelerator connects entrepreneurs with farmers, mentors, investors to make sure that they're on task. They're solving a real life problem before they bring their products to market. And this year's graduating companies are showcasing their innovations here at Ag in Motion. If you happen to be walking through Ag in Motion, you're close to booth 540 and 544. Those are the Kinexus booths. That's where they are set up, and you can go in and get a bit of a demonstration. Since this program began, just to give you an idea of the magnitude, it has helped participating startups generate hundreds of millions of dollars in investment, in revenue, and public funding. We've had Laura Mock on our show before, the director of Cultivator, and I'm happy to say she's joining me live on location here at Ag in Motion to talk a little bit about Cultivator, what it's doing, and of course the importance of Cultivator powered by Kinexus when it comes to innovation in agriculture. Director Laura Mock, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, great to see you again, Evan.
Great to have you here. So people that aren't familiar with the Ag Tech Accelerator, in a nutshell, what is it?
So Cultivator is a tech incubator based in Regina, Saskatchewan. Within that, one of our programs is our AgTech Accelerator. Through that program, we are supporting founders and innovators from all across Canada and the UK. We bring them here to the prairies and help them build, scale, and commercialize their innovation.
So are the people that you're working with that come up with these ideas, are some of them in the industry? Are some of them just knowing that there's challenges in the industry that need to be solved? Where are the ideas coming from?
They come from all over. Sometimes we're seeing PhDs from university that are working on really innovative deep tech, deep science innovation. We have a lot of innovators that they grew up on a farm. They're farmers themselves. They've had a problem. Their neighbors have the same problem. People down the road have the same problem. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to tackle solving that innovation. We also have people that are coming from other industries. They built out innovation that they know can apply to agriculture, and they're building it and testing it to see how that can embed in commercial farming operations.
So how do you go about selecting the innovators that you're going to be going with?
So that's our first misconception is Cultivator selects the innovation. One of the things that we do different than many other programs is we engage the agriculture community.
Okay.
So talking to farmers, ranchers, understanding the challenges that they face, what keeps them up at night. We have really progressive farmers that support us, the ones that are looking at the adoption, trialing some new innovation. They see what works, what isn't, and where there are still gaps. And we have other smart farm associations like Olds College and Kane that are also bringing just a breadth of insight to help us identify what are the real problems that we're seeing on farms, where could be the most value to independent farmers, to Canadian agriculture as a whole, and
right,
at a global level.
I've heard you say, we're chatting with Laura Mock, the director of Cultivator powered by Kinexus. I've heard you say a couple of times the Saskatchewan advantage or the Sask advantage, and you say it with a smile. You're proud of it. Tell me what you mean.
So, again, I've had the opportunity to talk about our program on a global level. We're looking at innovation around the world to bring to the prairies, and time and time again, the feedback we always get is the power and the value that founders get going through our program. Mm. And so as much as I would like to take credit for that, the differentiating factor for our program really is the ecosystem and the community that exists in the prairies. So where else can people come from around the world into a new market? Farmers are willing to meet with them to provide insights into how their farming operations work, help to shape the innovation, trial and test the innovation. We have governments that are investing in the growth of innovation, research, really global leading research facilities right here, investors with capital to deploy, and really some of the brightest minds that have shaped agriculture as we see it today, opening up their networks and providing just years of insights and wisdom to help these founders grow.
But it really does feel like that is a way to embed success in this. I also know, and I kind of smiled when I heard you referring to this, but you've talked about helping companies fail fast if the business case just isn't there. I think at first blush that kind of sounds harsh, but talk about why that's important.
Yeah, if you're in the tech space, you know not every idea is going to work. As a matter of fact, we're not surprised if we see 90% failure. What we want to do, both because of, as a country, we invest a lot into the growth of innovation, but from the founders, we want to help to shorten the duration of time that they're spending, or reduce the amount of capital that's going into testing an idea. So the sooner we can get it onto a farm, that we can get feedback to real customers, where we can look at our ability to scale and get the innovation onto more farms and answer, is it viable? Will it add value to the farms?
Right.
And sometimes a no isn't necessarily a no. It might be a not right now, depending on what the economic landscape is.
Right. Laura Mark is my guest, Director of Cultivator Powered by Kinexus. This year's cohort is here at Ag in Motion, as I mentioned, set up in booths 540 and 544. Are there any trends in ag innovation that stand out to you right now?
Well, the one thing everyone asks is AI or artificial intelligence. Yeah. Are we looking for AI? And actually, most people are surprised to find out that we're not looking for AI on its own. The way that you can use tools nowadays is you can use it to build and scale faster. But if you're not solving a real world problem, something that can be protected, again, we're looking at the IP, the intellectual property, the way you can build a product and protect it. So it has to add value. It has to solve problems. We want AI to enhance it, but right, not be the core of the solution often.
So give us a sense, because as people listen to this, I mean, I think understanding the concept and how you help these startups become set up for success, people can understand that concept, but sometimes it's nice to hear what are the problems we're trying to solve. So if you look at the cohort you've got here, you've got a number, was it 12 or 13 people that you've got here?
Yep, we have 13 on-site.
Okay,
here.
13 on-site. Can you give me a sampling of a couple of the innovative ideas that are there that people would be able to see if they came by the booth?
Yeah, so we have some solutions that are as simple as you put a QR code on your farming equipment, and it's all about easily tracking all of the maintenance associated with your fleet of equipment on the entire farm, every single person, making it very easy and accessible to track that maintenance.
You know, when you did an oil change last on the tractor or whatever.
I can trust that you did that oil change we talked about. And it's all about preventative maintenance that's saving farmers anywhere from $5,000 to $400,000 a year, depending on the operations.
Yeah.
We have innovators that, again, there's no shortage of data, but how do you take the data and do something with it, visualize it, and make decisions? So innovators that are aggregating data. We have technology that goes on your tractors and your equipment that's taking all of the cameras and screens and putting it into one clean visual so that you can actually see all of the critical areas of your equipment as you're operating it. So just there's a full gamut. There's crop and there's livestock as well.
I've had the benefit of attending, I don't know what you call it, but like your community night where you're showcasing a cohort and what they've done. Tell me what it's like, Laura, when you see the cohort interacting with farmers, with agriculture producers, and those people are going, wow, this is a good idea. What does that interaction look like? And are those the moments that are probably spurring these young innovators on to continue their quest?
Yeah, I don't know that there's a way I can describe it. Monday night was the kickoff of our cohort. And again, we had investors, we had governments, we had producers, everyone was looking at these companies, and the energy, it's so high. People are so excited, not just about the innovation and how it's going to solve problems on farms, but just we know that Saskatchewan's a leader in agriculture innovation.
Sure.
So our ability to continue to foster it, and just the support from people that want to continue to the growth because they see the problems, and And honestly, a lot of the solutions are more simple than what you would think, but someone's taken the time to solve it, to figure out how to do it efficiently, effectively, and you can scale it.
How important, you know, you and I were just talking about the importance of the business case. And if the business case is there, obviously that's a big step in the right direction. But what about the people behind it? How important is that, the attitude, the person that's behind whatever the innovation is? Is there a common thread that you see among those that are successful?
It's difficult to parse it down to a single trait or characteristic, but I will say most investors or people looking at which innovation am I going to support will always choose the founder and put more weight on the founder over the actual technology.
Interesting.
So the journey to develop innovation, it is grueling. Mm-hmm. There is every single founder that we see is going to face probably dozens of roadblocks, and you need a eternal optimist and eternal tenacity mindset where failure is not an option. You're problem solving, you're finding ways to do it at the most cost-effective way, and just a level of resilience.
Laura Mock is my guest, director of Cultivator, powered by Kinexus. I mentioned the success, millions of dollars in investment, hundreds of jobs have been created through the years. Do you look at any of your past cohort members and you know, beam with pride, any in particular that stand out to you in terms of the success they've realized since their start in the incubator?
Oh my God. I would need a much
You're
longer,
like a proud
I would say,
here,
I need
yeah.
a much longer segment for yeah. that. But yeah, it's, we don't stop supporting our companies at the end of the accelerator. Mm. We're committed to a long-term growth and commercialization.
Right.
You talk about the metrics that we support. And again, we're proud of those and we report them, but we are looking at a long-term commercialization view. And depending on the cohort, you're seeing people at different phases. So cohort one, we have Lucent Bio on site here now. They surpassed $1 million in annual revenue by the end of last year. This year, they're hitting that by mid-year. They're one of the first companies to bring innovation into the fertilizer space.
Okay.
I think you've met with Keith yes. from ClearCost.
Yeah.
Like, he's in Watrous, Saskatchewan, and he's solving a massive issue, a massive problem around visibility into your inputs and being able to get those here to the province. And again, he's just killing it from,
right.
again, you don't get more mm-hmm. prairie than Watrous, Saskatchewan. And so there's just so many stories mm-hmm. of that. Every cohort has, you know, a handful of successes.
And they make great guests for the Evan Bray Show, I will say. We've had multiple people from your cohorts through the last couple of years on our program to highlight some of the work that they're doing. So again, if they want to come in and check some of these out, these young innovators are there and willing to meet with people and show the benefit of whatever it is that they've got designed. Booth 540 and 544 of Kinexus. What is your takeaway for people listening to this about the work that you and the team at Cultivator, powered by Kinexus, are doing when it comes to agriculture?
Yeah, so I think it's just important that people know what we're doing. I think that Saskatchewan should be really proud that one of the top accelerators on a global scale is located in our province. And for anyone that's in farming, this is your opportunity. If you have a problem that you're facing on the farm, if you want to be able to shape the innovation that you use, mm-hmm. now's the time to get involved. There's very few opportunities where people that aren't founders can influence what that technology looks like, but this is one of the ways.
I'm just, as you and I are talking, I'm thinking there will be a number of farmers that will connect to the innovation through this conversation, but there may be people out there who also have that spark of an idea. How do they go about getting in front of you and the team to potentially take part in a future cohort?
Yeah, multiple ways. The best way, if you go to our website, all of our contact information's there. There's an intake form if you're interested in being a founder. Our social media channels, and we monitor those all the time. Mm-hmm. If you send us a message, we'll connect you with the right person depending on where your innovation fits. Mm-hmm. And we are just thrilled to support you, regardless of where you are in your innovation journey.
This is important work, and I'm proud of you and the team, Laura, for doing it. I'm always welcoming to have you on the show. So thanks for stopping by
the booth.
Yeah, it's been great.
Thanks so much.
Laura Mock, the director of Cultivator, powered by Kinexus. And again, if you want to see some of the cool parts of this most recent cohort, you can check them out, booth 540 and 544 here at Ag in Motion. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.